you win it comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? Love is the answer.
Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the Design Review Board agenda of Tuesday, May 14th. Can we have a roll call?
Member Clinton. Member Fullerton.
Here.
Member Smith.
Here.
Member Whalen is absent. Vice Chair Schellenberger.
Here.
Chair Branch.
Here.
Thank you.
And we'll now rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let's see, at this time, the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda item by completing a speaker request form. Anybody in the audience doing that? Seeing none. We will go to our administrative agenda of the minutes. Somebody want to make a motion for that?
I'll move to approve the minutes as prepared.
Okay. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Discussion? Can we turn her mic gain down a little bit or something? I noticed on the cover, under members, it says Thomas Smith, vice chair, instead of Craig Schellenberger.
On the minutes?
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I didn't have.
Okay, we'll make that change.
Unless you changed your name and I don't know about it.
I don't think there is a Thomas, is there?
He was here before.
Oh.
He's a past member.
Oh, yes.
So, any other stuff? No? Okay. All those in favor? Aye?
Aye.
Okay.
Chair Branch, just wanted to make note that the April 9th meeting minutes have not been to you yet. We've been a little bit backed up with Linda being absent.
Okay.
So we welcome Linda back.
Yep. Okay. No problem. With that, review of agenda.
I could have mentioned that at this stage. So today we have one item that's being requested for continuance to May 28th meeting. So when you get to that item, if we can have an action for continuance, that'd be appreciated.
All right. And as we discussed just before we started, you're saying item B1, the applicant is not here yet?
They just arrived.
They just arrived. Okay, well, we'll start with that. And I will recuse myself, as the property is currently in a project of mine.
Okay. Item B1 is sign review. It's the AC4 Fitness wall signage located at 52 North Fairview, case number 19-035 DRB.
All right, so good afternoon. Today we have a request for a design review for two new wall signs for the AC4 Fitness. There will be one wall sign on adjacent North Fairview And then the other would be on the northwestern facade adjacent to Cal Real. Because there's two street frontages, they're allowed to have two wall signs. And then at this point, I'll just hand it over to the applicant to kind of walk you through it. And I'm here if you have any questions.
Could we have declarations as this is coming full board?
Go ahead.
No site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte. So we'll take the applicant's presentation now.
Okay. So currently the customer is proposing two signs with both signs are going to be identical as far as the way they look and the way that they're going to be made. Let's see, I'm going to go to the second page really quick. Both signs will have a half-inch metal backer with front-lit channel letters mounted to the metal backer. Each, right now, the building itself, I mean, you guys have all been there. The main concern with this particular customer is a lot of people don't know that it's a gym because it looks like just a bank building like it was prior, and it doesn't look like a gym at all. So the current signage that is there is just his monument sign that's in the front lawn area, and then also a small sign on the left side of the building facing Cal Real. Those letters are pretty small as well, so when you're driving by, people tend to miss it. He has also wanted me to express that members that have signed with him have even said, I didn't realize that this was your guys' location in Goleta, because he does have another location in Santa Barbara. That's all.
Any members of the public wishing to speak on this topic? I don't think we have any speaker slips, do we? Okay, so we'll move into questions from board. Karis?
Is this within, do they have an OSP, or is it within all of the heights and size requirements?
So there's no OSP for this, and yeah, it does currently meet our sign ordinance. Yeah, so okay. You can have two wall mounted, one per street frontage. So because they're on the corner, they get two.
My question, so they can have two wall mount and the monument sign? It seems like a lot of signs, like going from signs to a lot.
You would get two wall signs plus one freestanding sign for being on the corner. If it wasn't a corner lot, then it would be one wall sign and one freestanding sign.
But there already is one wall sign.
That wall sign's going to be removed. This won't be included on.
Okay, so any design comments on the design or questions satisfy?
I have a few questions, if that's all right.
Yeah, please.
Is this a new design? Is it used at other locations, the one you're planning to put up?
This current design is being proposed with the city of Santa Barbara as well, but this is his logo, and it's on his parking signage and his printed material that he uses for his business. The colors and everything follow the same scheme that he has throughout the whole location.
So it's a new design?
I guess it would be considered a new design.
Now, the background colors will match the monument background color?
The monument background is white, and then there's a circle, which is blue.
So the blue that's used there, will that be the same blue that's used on the sign?
Yes.
Because it didn't appear that way in the drawings.
It's going to be the same blue and the same yellow and white.
The circles either side of AC4 Fitness on the main, what are they?
Those are drainage holes.
And do you happen to know how far apart they are?
So there's 6 inches on each side of the sign for cushion room. So it's going to be the sign width plus 1 foot.
Okay. You mentioned the two signs that you're proposing are identical, but drawing 3 of 5 shows that they are not. There are different dimensions.
Oh, yeah, that's what, yeah, so they're the exact same except for the size because of the wall space.
And the main wall sign elevation, 10.8 or 10 feet 8 inches. It was hard for me to measure because the scale isn't a quarter inch to a foot. But it looked like it was going to be a tight fit between those drainage signs.
Yes, it's going to be tight.
So the space that you're showing there, it doesn't look like there's going to be that kind of space. I mean, that's why I asked if you happen to know the measurement between the two. So when I use the ruler, it comes out to pretty close to 10.8 or 10 feet 8 inches.
Mm. But here in the photos where it depicts correctly.
Mm. Yeah.
So on the last page in the photo, the first photo, that photo depicts exactly where the placement's going to be and the spacing between the sign and the drain holes.
Okay. The drawing suggests that the letters will be yellow. Is that right?
There is a yellow outline around the letters.
And that's different than your monument sign?
No, the monument sign has yellow around the letters as well.
Oh, does it? I didn't see that. Okay.
It's a thin line, and these will be thin as well.
You have a cloth banner over the main entrance. Is that temporary?
That's temporary.
Thank you. No more questions.
Any other comments or questions? I have the same sort of instinct as far as this, the drawing. And honestly, folks, this happens seemingly on every drawing that we're getting. I don't know what software you're using, but these drawings are not to scale. I know it says it's a quarter inch per foot, but if that's 10 foot 8 inches above the ground, there's no way that door is probably 6, 8, or 7 feet. If that's to scale, if this drawing is to scale, that sign is like 16 feet in the air, not 10 foot. And I know you've given a photo rendering simulation that probably answers the question and will suffice for this review, but for future, you really need to get the scale worked out on these drawings. I don't know if it's a software problem or what, but that is not right. That's not what that picture is showing. So, and this has happened before, we're reviewing two different sheets that conflict, and it makes it tough to approve it when we don't know which is which. So I don't know if anybody's ready to make a motion on this. Oh, sorry, I did have one other architectural comment. I actually do think the main wall sign in the front, page 1, does not leave enough plaster space above and below, above the arch and below this tile grill space. I think that's too narrow of a plaster. It's just leaving a little bit of sliver and is actually taking away from the architecture. And I think this panel and then therefore the lettering heights need to be reduced somewhat so that there's a better proportion of plaster surrounding this wall backplate, or is that what you're calling it?
Yeah, the metal backer.
Yeah, so I think that needs to be scaled down some, and I think that will also help the crowding against those two scupper drainage outlets. If it's just reduced, you know, 10% or something like that, that just gives it a little more plaster space around, I think it'll, you won't be left with just this sort of sliver.
So opposed to 2 feet 6 inches for the letter height, can we do 2 feet?
Yeah, that would work. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's allowable. It's just, I think, taking away from the architecture.
I understand. That's it, yeah.
Okay, that's all I had.
Make a motion to approve with the aforementioned changes. Just
to clarify, so if the back curve goes down to 2 feet, the letter height would be?
No, the letters go down to 2 feet. So plus the 2 feet 6 inches, we're going to do 2 feet letter height.
but that's the backer. It's two feet 6 inches.
Oh yeah, I'm
so
then
the
backer,
yeah. I just
wanna so the lettering's the gonna be like 18 and 13 or something like that. Yeah. Whatever proportionally.
Okay. Yeah.
That is fine. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second with the changes.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'll email you after.
So item B2 is not here, is that what you're saying?
Item B2 has a request for continuance to May 28th.
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Continue to May 28th. That takes us to our conceptual calendar, item C1.
Item C1 is the Kellogg Crossing Self-Storage Project Revisions, located at 10 South Kellogg Avenue, case number 19003, DRB.
Declarations? Has everybody visited the site, or revisited, I guess, in this case?
Do you guys have plans?
Yes.
Oh,
this is just an addition. You don't have the...
No new site visit.
No new site visit.
No new site visit. No expertise.
Same here.
Same.
Okay, where are we? Okay, Senior Pearson, the floor is yours.
Okay. So good afternoon. So this was last before you on April 9th. For conceptual, and based on the comments that were provided at that hearing, the applicant wished to come back before you to kind of bring back kind of revised elevations to kind of address some of the comments on the building massing and colors. So that's why it's back before you again for conceptual, and I'll let the applicant walk you through the changes, and again, I'm here if you guys have any questions.
Thank you. Steve, floor is yours.
Thank you, Steve Welton from Susan Nellage's office. I'll just introduce the team.
Thanks. Michelle Bach, representing for the architectural design.
And Sam Mavis for the landscape architecture.
Kelly McComb, 1784, the developer.
So you'd asked us to take a look at the colors and the scheme, you know, maybe hearkening a little bit to the agrarian past of this site. So Michelle and her team and has brought in other people to look at it and look at some of the areas around the property, including like Fairview Shopping Center and other locations. And Michelle can walk you through what we've done. Hopefully we've maybe addressed some of the things you'd raised.
Okay. Why don't we scoot this out?
Yeah.
And
there's a bigger note sheet back in the bigger list.
That's a good size, actually.
You can see those.
Now when they zoom out, they can see the whole thing.
More?
You gotta fill it up.
There you go. Bingo. Okay.
Okay, so here we have... the three buildings repeat, so this is the front building of the site, building A that has the office in it. We do have the other two, but just to look at one elevation here at a time. So we kind of, as Steve has already mentioned, took your feedback. We went and looked at the Fairview Park Shopping Center and kind of took more of the metal paneling, some of the pops of color that were expressed last time to break up the facade more from the block and stucco that we had before. That was all kind of brown desert tones. We did bring an updated material board as well So we're using a mixture of still using CMU block on the first story base and then some accenting metal panels for the upper two stories with varying panel sizes and orientation, whether they're, thank you, whether they're horizontal or vertical. So these are two not only going the opposite direction, but these are also wider panels versus these being the smaller, skinnier panels here. So this is the same, this gray, which is this. And then we have our green panel. And this more burnt orange color is actually looks like this wood kind of siding area. It's not really orange.
It's a metal siding with the wood grain on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's this sort of peaky?
This green? Is the the stone.
That's the stone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's why I like to bring the materials too. So that's the CMU block that's underneath. The upper two stories will be done in structural steel with the panels wrapping them. So the front entrance, we also tried to change the variation in the heights, all staying within our required height limits, but adding some different elements and maybe some pitched roofs in areas. And this would be our front entrance. So here we have kind of some 3D perspectives for the front entrance here. As you come in off the parking, and then this would be from the freeway.
And we lowered the, I mean, it'll be higher than this probably, but that's what we wanted you to be able to see with a little bit more of the design, but.
Yeah, the existing landscape with the third story up here. So again, all these windows are spandrel windows, just like they were in the last time, but adding some extra mullion designed to kind of give it more of the produce.
Did they have awnings before, or did you have those?
They did have awnings before, but they were 2-foot bronze aluminum. We've changed them to this stainless steel gray, kind of helps lighten it up. And they're louvered. They were solid last time. So.
Okay. So that was pretty much it. We didn't change landscaping or anything?
No.
We really didn't. We still have the same amount of trees and the same height of trees to break up the massing.
Okay.
They go into the third story and above on both sides of the building. So that didn't really change. It was just the cosmetics of the architecture.
Yeah, we didn't change any of the footprints. We didn't change anything on the site plan. It was really just material changes and some roofline elements.
Okay.
So I know we'll go into questions, but since this one's up real quick. So is the intent that this gray paneling will read horizontally like this drawing shows?
Yes.
And then the green will read vertically. Yeah, okay, great. Thank you.
And just one last comment is that the elevations you brought today show the stair housing and the doghouse, which weren't in the set you got. So just a slight change just to reflect that is shown here, and you can see them in various locations.
The elevator and dog, depending on what side of the building you're looking at.
For this pop-up?
Yeah, the fire department required us to have roof access, so we had to bring our stair all the way to the top.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so there's one stairwell in each building. There's two stairs in each building, but one of them goes fully to the roof.
I get it.
Versus a roof access ladder, and then the doghouse and the elevator.
Got it. Okay.
Which is this one in the center.
Okay.
And that paneling is... Or just plaster, or what is
it? Yeah, what's the material on
that? The material on it hasn't really been specified, but it would probably just be stucco painted to match the plan of the building. We don't really want to highlight them.
What's the vertical division there? Is that a fire partition or something? That whole wall is...
No, it's just side... piece here, the building does pop out.
Oh, okay.
If you look on the
The
site plan. Right. So there's quite a bit of steps in that front entryway area.
Okay.
So that's just the side elevation of.
Yeah. All right. You want to start with comments? I mean, if you have questions.
Just positive comments. I think it's they've responded exactly to the last review very, very nicely, and I can support the project.
Okay. Karis?
Can I go last?
Okay. Jennifer?
Can you bring out the drawing, the original, and put it out front?
And this was the original done from different.
Wow.
From the previous owner.
Yeah. I mean, I do appreciate all the changes. I still feel like the original was nicer. When you're driving on the freeway, it's going to be such a big mass of, you know, just a big, huge buildings that aren't there right now. And thinking about looking at the pictures and your renderings of, it's just such a big, solid massing right there. Compared to like across the street by Patterson, there's another storage unit that doesn't even really look like a storage unit. It's more, kind of looks, has that more agricultural look. It almost looks like barns together. It's not just a big rectangle. That one's not quite so noticeable or so just harsh from the street. So I just, my comments are, it's just really, really blocky and the colors are dark. I mean, I was reading on here, it says the colors are supposed to be neutral or soft colors on all large wall surfaces, light gray, cream, beige, tan, light blue, etc. And those colors seem really dark in big spaces. So those are my comments.
Okay. Alfred?
I have questions. It's time for questions.
You can do questions and or comments or both if you'd like.
You turn to diagram 3.1, please. So L3.1. And I'm interested in planting notes number 2. Plant list is for convenience of contractor. Plan is to prevail. I like that. And landscape architect and owner to make final adjustments as necessary. I don't understand that. Could you just explain what that means?
Well, that's a pretty standard note. I think what happens is these are the plants that we've chosen, and we are going to go out and find these plants in the industry. And if there's some reason why the plants, being kind of a commodity, are not available, then we may do a substitution for one of them. So it's kind of a working note that allows us to, in the field, make a decision that might meet all the intent of what we wanted. The trees we've called out, the sizes, all the plants we've tried to specify with photographs, but in an overall kind of design, we always kind of allow ourselves some freedom of artistic expression to make it work if for some reason in the industry we can't find a certain plant, because that does happen in our discovery and nurseries run out of things, and that's the kind of the overall cover.
And just to add, if there were going to be, you know, substantial changes happening as it kind of went through that construction process, it would come back or run it by one of the landscape architects on the board to make sure that, you know, it was something that was okay.
Yeah, we would do something that would match the intent of what we've done in the design. It wouldn't be we'd go to a whole different look of any kind.
Okay, thank you.
Also, that makes sense.
Plant placement.
Oh, yeah, we have to be there for that.
The building gets put in, you know, what it shows on the plan, and then what happens in real life. Sometimes, see how we, with this one, I remember we worked on getting a sort of rhythm to the taller, bigger trees, so that we had this bump, 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 bump as you're going through down the freeway. So he'll be able to adjust that. Even if it doesn't specifically say that tree goes right there on the plan, it'll be within that rhythm.
And we've tried to create that same rhythm where we could, and breaking up all along the freeway side. And then we've got a nice screen on the railroad track, the south side, of a very nice massing of trees as well as screen shrubs on that fence.
Are those existing eucalyptus that are there?
No, these
there,
are
the
all
27?
Proposed. They're new.
That's
new.
Eucalyptus.
Yeah. New lemon gums.
Okay, thank you for that. Could you now go to L5? And is it L5? Okay, I think I might be able to answer my own question at this point, because it when I first looked at this diagram and I went to the site, it looked like that.
Sam, can we put that?
Yeah, sorry. Sure, that should be in the middle so everybody can see it. It's kind of a tree protection plan. What things are there that we want to keep? We tried to show the screen hedging to remain as much as possible, and then we're not going to be working on the Caltrans side of the property line. And then in the creek area, there's a major restoration that's happening. So we're taking out Arunda and some of the other invasive species, and we're replanting 75 feet back of the bottom of creek onto the property with riparian native plant material that are all specified on our plan.
Okay, you almost answered all my questions.
Okay.
But of interest, though, is you are not working on the 101 side. Is that what I heard?
No, we're not working on the Caltrans freeway.
But there's quite a few big trees that overhang a lot into the property. I mean, you're going to have to work on them, are you not?
Well, if some of them are in the airspace of some of the buildings and framing, we may have to do some trimming.
But
if they're overhanging,
it looked like
property,
at least some of them, big trees, that you would have to cut half of them away.
We're not going to try to take away any good screening trees. I think there's some oaks. There's a bunch of eucalyptus limoni along the freeway side, and we want to keep the mass of that. We've tried to depict what that mass is to remain, and I think we're just going to be certainly strategic on our side and not working on anything but maybe some minor pruning if need be for some of our framing, because we have three-story buildings.
Understood. It just looked like you'd have no choice to cut a lot of at least some of the trees that are, I guess, Caltrans trees. It does look like their trunks are on the other side of the fence, but it hangs over like 15, 20 feet.
Well, that's kind of why in our planting plan, you'll notice the L3 sheet has lots of new trees where we can on our side to supplement what may not be screening as much as we'd like it to be, or as much as you guys have given us the latitude to try to re-landscape this property correctly and properly, but we also don't want to take anything and shouldn't be on their property other than very minor pruning work if need be for the building framing.
And also,
does that make sense?
Maybe around the root zones of any of the oaks that are close.
Right, on the other property?
Yeah. There's an oak right there, they're going to have to come so far away.
Which we do have, an 8-foot setback. We're far away from any root zones that are on that side.
Another reason for we can move it if we need to.
Yeah, we'll shift them around. We're not going to put something up into a canopy and cut it away if it's already doing a good job of screening. Does that help answer your question?
It does. I just think we have a different view of what the problems that you're facing. It does look like at least one really big tree is going to have to be cut in half for you to. Well, A lot of its foliage is going to have to be taken off for you to be able to put the building up, and I don't know how that's going to affect the tree, and I don't know if that means Caltrans needs to be involved.
Well, I think we've had discussions with Caltrans, throughout the project in the early days, and we'll continue to discuss things if there is anything that.
I mean, this is an amendment to an existing approved project, so nothing, we haven't changed the massing from what was approved previously, so I don't think there's anything that we're doing differently than what was already approved.
I understand that. I'm just pointing out something I saw today.
I understand.
Did you see what country it was?
I've got a picture if you want to see it.
Yeah. Let me show him. And do you remember where it was?
Oh, yeah.
You saw it from the freeway?
No, from the site.
I assumed you weren't driving. Oh, you're worried about the big one in the background?
Mm-hmm. And there's several like that.
Yeah.
I think this is that Eucalyptus lehmani, the bushy yate, and it is, you know, very typical freeway Caltrans planting screening tree. And so they trim them up and over, and they turn them into hedges. So I think the trimming is not going to hurt the actual tree, especially towards the freeway side. It'll stay bushy. But if there needs to be some selective pruning on this side for certain aspects of the construction to happen, yeah. But that mass that's hanging over is not really doing the screening from the freeway side. The other part of the tree is.
Okay. And you don't believe it'll damage the tree too?
No, and in many cases.
About a half of it away.
Yeah, a lot of trees do get pruned, and if you look at the urban streetscape of most of our cities, I mean, the trees are pruned to the outboard side of the road, and towards the buildings, they are almost half a tree. In many cases, they look like a tree from the street, but the building takes the back side of it. They almost trim a semicircular tree in many cases. But
okay, thank you. Just a couple of other questions. You know, I wasn't present at the previous ones, but these questions were probably already answered. Do you have any plans for solar or EV charging at the site?
Not currently.
Not currently, so as it you haven't ruled it out?
We haven't discussed, I mean, solar or electric cars.
Haven't ruled it out. Okay, thank you. I'm good.
Any comments? We're kind of combining questions and comments. No?
Me? It's my turn?
Yep.
Okay. I like the your landscape plan. I think it looks fine. I mean, maybe if you want to put something in the motion about having that tree pruned up more evenly versus cut in half. Nobody likes a cut in half tree. It looks weird. Would that be acceptable to your mind? And then when it comes time, if you guys can take out some of the big branches, maybe on both sides.
Balance it out.
Just kind of balance it out so that when people see it.
To clarify, this is just for conceptual, so there won't be.
There won't be.
So this will be coming back for design review later.
Okay, let's move this.
Okay.
And maybe give yourself a little leeway on the eucalyptus. That's a lot of eucalyptus, it feels like.
It all stems from the early design review.
Yeah, I like the building. I liked that rhythm that we had going. I think that's good, and on the other side too. But they do get huge and messy, and so.
There's a lighter of eucalyptus, but that's fine. We're happy to look at that. Eliminated a few. I know you'd be happy.
Okay. I'm getting weird feedback too. So. Again, I have to agree with the member here on there's a lot of elements I really like about the old design that are sort of missing. It seems like you're having like three different, you know, buildings. They kind of all come together. Like maybe they were different and they merged together somehow in the mind's eye, and with the height differences too, changing up and something's coming towards you and then going away as you're driving by or as you come by. And with the green on the tops of the awnings, I think that's kind of cute. There's something strange about that your design. Can we go to, what number is this? Building A, elevations? Assume building A is on. So all three buildings are going to look like this? Is that kind of what we're saying? Except for this one here. This won't be on any of the other buildings.
Correct. There's no storefront on the others. So, like, storefront entrance. But, I mean, this is building B, the next one down the road. So
yeah.
They're similar.
I have to agree with this one on the colors. They're too dark, these weird doors, all one right next to another.
These are roll-up doors for exterior. This is off of the main drive. So That's, it wasn't our intent.
Those are storage. Those have always been there. It's a storage facility.
That's the point of the building, yeah.
Yeah, these are access off the main drive.
Off the main drive.
North elevation. So, yeah.
Okay.
Or south elevation.
But they didn't look like that on the other building. So, I don't know what's different, but it just has this.
This is not the same elevation.
That's the freeway side.
That's the freeway side.
That's the freeway side up there. So,
okay.
So this is on the inside. So
we don't know what the inside looked like before whatever did.
It had this material and those doors.
That would have been similar first floor.
Similar first floor. So there's just something about it. I don't know how to change it architecturally to not look like that. But
the roll-up doors?
Just the row. The row aspect of it. And the just the boxiness of the whole building. Seems like a giant box, and then the colors are almost, the dark colors are almost making it worse. There's something very friendly about these like greens and light colors, and maybe it's just the way it printed out, because like I don't mind that dark green, like here in the accents where they had, you know, like little bits of dark green to come out. I like how you did that. I could see you made changes and tried to make it work through that. So I would just agree with the less boxy, less dark, and these end up looking kind of strange. I think in 3D they won't look that bad. Yeah, definitely in 3D they look a little bit better.
These are also kind of inset a little bit.
Yeah.
Into.
And I appreciate
that's
that.
How they
I
are
see what you're trying to do with the box and trying to put some corners on there, making it more barn-like. I like that.
So the first floor back here. We don't have a 3D elevation like down the south because it's just roll-up doors interior to the site. So we focused on the north side against the freeway, which was that other render.
Yeah. Well, okay. Whatever you can do with breaking up that giant mass, I guess, is the main.
Was your comments?
Yes.
All right, I'll chime in. Having been here since the first time I saw this project, when it very first came to us, the renderings of the old version are very effective and great, but in my personal opinion, the building wasn't that exciting. I think this is actually much better. I like the changes that you guys have made. And I think with the landscaping and the way you've done the color and forms and the way the shadows are going to work, I think it's going to be a friendlier drive-by than this. I think this would be a little monotonous. So I think that's going to be, personally, I think that's going to be a little bit of a friendlier drive-by. But anybody else have any other comments they want to throw in? We don't make a motion on this, right? This is just comments.
What about the stepping here? Here, in each building, there's like this little step. Second, two-story step, and then three-story step. Do
yeah,
we have anything
there? Those, by the way, are exaggerated.
Oh, really?
It wasn't really like that. It's like this. The steps are very small.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. These renderings show.
I mean, they're.
Well, what's happening?
Yeah, on this side, but on the other side, they're not quite as generous.
So could that one come down, maybe?
Yeah, you got some. So you get some steps like that, but some of the ones that were there were a little bit less, and they threw the renderings had more of a shadow line. But you've got
these are the same size. They're just one comes out and one goes back.
Like, yeah, so you've got shadow line thrown on it, and I like the shadow line that the awnings throw on there. I don't know. That's my opinion. And this is actually the landscaping isn't going up on this to cover portions of it, so you can see the architecture.
Yeah, this landscape is roughly going up one and a half stories, and this kind of lower pop out is also probably going to, I mean, most likely be covered by the existing landscaping that's out there.
Oh, you do have some two-story pop-ups.
Well,
those look like three stories to me.
This is three stories.
So it's three stories. The whole building is three
whole
stories.
Whole building
There's
is
no
three
two stories.
Stories,
one story.
No, and the original building, I believe, the footprint was all three stories because we are using the same footprint as the original building.
Yeah.
So I'm not entirely sure, since I wasn't a part of this design team, kind of whether these were 8-inch pop-outs or 2 feet pop-outs. I don't know. But I do know that they only have a 5-foot setback from this pop-out, and it's 8 feet from this pop-out, and we're right on the same setback that they were on their building. So
another thing, too, is we, you know, you see the larger trees that pop above all those roof forms?
Yeah.
We will have that as well. This drawing doesn't depict that, but we have Tristania Conferto, we have Hymenosporum, we have eucalyptus, we have sycamores. We have large trees that will exceed the height of this structure entirely, and it'll be similar walking in rhythm, as you say, down the freeway with larger trees than this building.
You can kind of see it
here. Whereas here it depicts a uniformity, it's not going to be that way. It's going to allow...
Yeah. That's almost like a helicopter view, really.
There's going to be biomass in the air that kind of break this up as well as...
Okay.
What's there?
Then I'm just sticking with the colors and any stepping that can happen. I mean, I don't know how they got it to look like it stepped, but however that can happen would be awesome. That's
I think it just looks a little more, there's some vertical pop-outs and some that are more horizontal. Maybe that's what makes it look like it's a little more broken up instead of having just like and big vertical.
Maybe it's this, just the lines going this way. It kind of gives it a mobile home, strangely enough looking.
I think, you know, this makes it look a lot shorter too, because they made it a long elevation, right? We don't have that. I think if you compared ours next to it, it would look a lot different. We could do one of these and compare it. I think it would look similar.
No, it's those elements. I mean, I remember we worked with them for a long time to get it to look like a step instead of just a giant box. So that's the thing. And then, like I said, maybe it's those lines going that way and the darkness of the colors and, you know, working more with the greens and the natural tones. No trailer park. So anyway, make the building look skinny, I guess. But, I mean,
we're already going for that. We were trying to do horizontal and a mix of vertical and different.
We were trying
size,
to be responsive to the comments.
The lines.
So.
One more comment.
No, there. So this may have been discussed. I've seen this now a couple of times, but I wasn't around for this much earlier review. And one thing I always sort of applauded about this current design was the fenestration sort of camouflaging what the building use is. I mean, you're basically creating something that looks like an office building and more attractive than just the typical boxes that you see for self-storage. And but I'm wondering, none of the last two reviews have floor plans. So what I don't know is what happens behind these windows. And so the question here, tell you the reason for the question first. If they're going to be blanked, I think in this concept level that we're at now, you have to think about what you're going to do to blank them off from behind. If that's the intent, unless they're hallways behind there, that and then the units go off of a hallway, but those look probably too wide for a hallway. Anyway, point is, I haven't seen a floor plan, so I don't really know, but I think that will definitely affect the design of how this looks on the exterior. Mm-hmm. If we're seeing through those windows, if it's transparent, if it's a film, if it's whatever. So that I think that needs to be on whatever comes back for design approval.
Sure. So these windows are spandrel.
Right.
The only real ones are around the front entry storefront.
Right.
We use actual spandrel glass, so they're painted on the back. Mm-hmm. We typically use black because it has a better office mirror look to it. When you use white or blue, it looks like there's paper on the window that hasn't been peeled off. So that's why we've been going with black in the past. The floor, they might be in that packet you have, but they're, I'm not sure if those are just No, that's fine. But it shows that there's units backed right up to it. So you can't see any movement in it. So you won't be able to see any storage or people walking around. It also helps with lights, no extra lights added too.
Would you guys consider doing photovoltaics too? We've got a lot of roof.
We would have to talk about that.
Okay.
Well, I just, so when you bring it back, and I would have, all it said on the elevations was, glazing system. I think you might want to clarify that it's spandrel.
Okay.
Okay.
We can do that.
You guys take a picture of like the ocean and then throw it in there so it looks like you're looking through the building at the ocean on the other side?
An aquarium,
so cool.
Maybe.
Yeah, for something that's a storage shed, good job, in my opinion, to make it not look like one. I mean, it has to be boxy if you want to be efficient, I assume. Also, I understand your struggle with the southwest, I think, southwest perspective, you know, from the 101 to show the building, but to also show the foliage as it's going to be. If you showed the second one, you wouldn't see the first one. So, because the existing foliage is there, it's already going to hide a lot of stuff if you're not going to touch it. And I think you do have a very aggressive, a really nice tree planting plan. So, there's a lot of good things about this project.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Can I ask something? Are these colors? I mean, is the green too dark? I mean,
Can I comment on the colors, please? When I saw your material drawing, the teal on that, I like that. When I saw your first perspective, the green that was on that picture, I hated that. I like that.
You like
that? That's
yeah. That's the color that's being represented in the prints. But as we know, every
that shows darker.
This is a very nice color palette. Yeah.
Exactly, and yeah, so it does in the building material as well. On the drawing of the building material, it looks dark, but we have at least some people who don't think. I like that color.
We'll fire our printer.
Yeah, I can.
It's hard.
Thank you.
Once you
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
All right. That takes us to next item, D1.
Item D1 is design review, the Cali Real at Elwood Station Road right-of-way adjacent to 2 San Milano Drive. It's the Crown Castle for AT&T wireless utility pole antenna attachment. Case number 18084 CUP DRB.
Declarations?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Same.
No recent site visit, but I'm very familiar with the area.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Chair Branch, before Joe gives you his presentation, just to note that the applicant is not here. They felt that given the comments from the last DRB and the scale of the project that it wasn't necessary. So hopefully DRB will be able to take action today.
Okay.
So, good afternoon. This is back before you for design review. It was previously before you for conceptual. It then went to the Planning Commission for approval. And is back before you, except for conceptual review. The primary comments, I believe the last one was generally just for the equipment to match the pole. And so the equipment is going to be brown, basically, to match the existing pole. And there's no ground-mounted equipment, so it's pretty straightforward. So I'm here if you have any questions.
All right. We can combine questions and comments on this. Craig, do you have anything on this?
Just as I recall, that was really the only issue, was to sort of try to make it blend. The previous, I think, was like a green or
right.
something that would have stood out more. So it seems like they've responded to the comments.
Okay. Karis? Anything?
No.
Okay. Jennifer?
No comments.
Alfred?
It's my first time at this one, so I have a few comments and questions probably already been answered. I understand the location's already been approved. It just seems strange to me. So this is just a comment. It just seems strange to me that they're selecting the most visible place in the area to mount this stuff, where just a short distance further north, it could be much less conspicuous and likely actually increase the number of houses covered. There's a statement in the DRB findings document, it's the very last paragraph, that says, there will be no adverse impacts to public health, safety, and welfare. And I gather that's made because the equipment does conform to FCC's requirements. It's my own personal choice is that would be a better statement than saying there is no adverse impacts to health, et cetera. To just merely state, if that's the intent, that the equipment selected meets or exceeds FCC requirements. I can get behind that. Questions? Now, I looked up some of these parts, and they do offer Brown, but they're different. Manufacturers, and I heard staff say that they're going to paint these things. Has that been done before? Because painting some of these things over the paint that's already there, I didn't know that was a something you could do.
There's been other of these kind of small cell type facilities proposed, and yeah, they usually paint them to match the existing pole, or in the case of ground mounted equipment, sometimes it's painted green, kind of blended with the landscaping, but yeah, they do usually paint them just like any other utility.
Do we know how long the equipment is supposed to last?
Like
5 years, 10 years, 20 years.
It was going to be 10 years for this one, but could be longer or shorter. Depends up to the applicant.
And do we think a custom paint job will last as long as the equipment?
No, they'd be responsible for maintaining it. So one of the requirements of the DRB is for it to be brown. So obviously if it was a issue with that, they'd have to maintain it to remain in conformance with the approval.
Thank you.
Assuming planning, they approved this location. They said that this was okay for.
Yeah. So the planning commission.
It's already been through planning commission.
Yeah.
It's here for design and approval. So. I don't have any comments. That they responded to what we wanted. So. Going to make a motion.
I move to approve the project as submitted with the. With the attached DRB findings for neighborhood compatibility, quality of architectural design, quality of landscape design, which is not applicable, and for zoning conformance.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed?
Abstaining.
I'm... Well, is there any chance we can get that last statement changed on the
question for
you
staff.
Can revise findings, yes.
The findings are recommended, so
right.
The board may make changes as they feel are needed.
Mm-hmm.
So I would approve pending change to use the words meets or exceeds FCC requirements.
Maker of the motion has no objection.
Seconder feels fine about that?
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Those opposed?
Just one. Or abstain. Anyway.
You have to say it in here, though.
I abstain.
All right. Thank you.
Member Clinton, are you able to state reason for your abstention?
Oh, yeah, I think the point about the
I just don't know how safe this is for kids all the time going by. That's one of the ways to get to DP High School, and everyone goes to the 7-Eleven for lunch, and it just seems like it's really close to where a lot of kids are. And so the safety ratings, I realize they're up to FDA standards.
Yeah, it seems that, I mean, you may, I don't know if the abstention is what the reason, your reasoning is for abstaining, but maybe to not approve.
Oh, okay. Sure, I'll not approve.
Okay, so a no vote.
A no vote. Okay.
Very good.
That takes us to our next item.
Item D2 is design review. 130 Robin Hill site revisions, located at 130 Robin Hill Road, case number 19037 DRB.
You got it.
Hi, Paul.
How are you, Paul Poirier?
Paul Poirier, the architect. And,
Justin Manuel, landscape architect, Arcadia Studio.
Okay, declarations. Everybody been site?
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
Site visit, no ex parte.
No new site visit, but I visited before, no ex parte.
No new site visit, no ex parte.
Brian, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you, Chair. So this one is returning to you. This was last seen a number of years ago in conjunction with a development plan amendment that involved a number of changes on the site improvements to the front building, some additions, facade changes to the rear building, and a new building in the southeast corner. The revision today is specific to the front building, so it's the address is 130 Robin Hill. On the north elevation, there's an area kind of near the existing trash enclosure and some other utilities that the applicant is proposing to add a enclosure for a chiller at ground level. The previous version had the chiller up on the roof, but there was some structural considerations that caused them to think otherwise. So they've now proposed it within a block wall enclosure with some new landscaping, both to screen the enclosure, but also kind of replace what's removed there on the ground. Then some other related changes to the roof screening, some of the glazing, I think, on the windows may change, although I don't know aesthetically that would make any change. So, you get there, I included some findings in your packet. Mm-hmm. These findings were the original findings for the development plan amendment back in 2017. I just put a little blurb in there as to how the minor revisions would not affect those original findings.
Okay.
If any motions or decisions today, if you can include those findings, that would be great.
Thank you.
Right. And then I can turn it over to the applicant team there.
Senior Poirier, the floor is yours.
Almost 2 years ago, we got this thing approved over here. This project's going to be great. The previous clients I'd been working with were struggling with how to get the funding together for it and whether they wanted to do it all the way or not. And, you know, we kept pushing, and we got to the point where we got all of the approvals. It was ready to go. They ended up selling the building, luckily to a good client who wants to build this state-of-the-art, really green building. So part of our analysis was to take it from the originally approved concept and really get into the bones of the building and try to upgrade and look into the mechanical system. It has a centralized mechanical system with a four-pipe system in it, with a boiler and a chiller on the roof of the building, because it was built for Grumman back in the 60s. And so each individual tenant space has a fan coil unit. In our analysis, we're striving to try to make this building in the long term a zero net energy commercial building and one of the best examples of a green building in Goleta. We have solar panels that are going to shade the upper floor all the way around the building. There's a special panel we're using that's a sandwich panel where the cells are between two pieces of glass. It's going to be very beautiful as it shades the second floor and reduces the heat gain. The previous owner actually replaced some of the second floor glazing with low-E glass that somewhat matches the existing glazing that is basically like a solar heat panel because it's just a dark glazing on it. The new owner would like to put dual glazed low-E glass in, which will help the energy performance of the building more. In order to do that, the existing storefront system set up for single glazing, so we have to replace the aluminum section as well as the glass in order to get a dual glaze system, but we can match the profile of the existing. So our goal is to replace it all over time as tenants come in and out, and we're using a similar colored glazing, a little bit lighter, so you'll be able to see through a little bit more, but the same kind of just standard gray glazing that's on there now. So it'll be imperceptible just as the new glazing that's on the building is imperceptible from the old glazing that remains on the building as it is. In our study of the building, in order to get the most high-performance chiller and boiler plant happening for this building to continue to use this four-pipe system, the engineer came up with something. Usually the weight of the equipment gets smaller as you get a smaller envelope, but in order to have a multi-speed chiller, the weight of the chiller is heavier than the old chiller that basically is non-functional. So we explored doing a seismic retrofit on the whole building to be able to support the weight way up on the roof. And we have existing leases with existing tenants that made it a little cumbersome to be able to do a seismic retrofit on the first floor of the building and portions of the second floor of the building to be able to support it up there. And not only that, but the logistics of a building that doesn't have any operable windows undergoing and being occupied, undergoing a chiller swap out with the chiller being in the same physical location on the roof, became logistically non-feasible. We would have to have a third temporary chiller that we put on the ground while we take the other one off and then put the final one on and then get rid of the temporary one. So it seemed like a lot of waste of time to try to work around having it in the same place. So we decided to do ground-mounted chiller. That way it solves our problem with the additional load on the old building and also solves a problem of logistics. We can put the new chiller in place, build it all out. Our mechanical engineer assures us that the time to swap the pipes over from the new chiller that can be fully installed, you just turn a valve down there, turn a valve up there, and we start demoing the thing on the roof after the other one is completely in place. So it came down to construction logistics to locate it. And over there on the north side of the building, you won't really see it until you're exiting the property. And we are screening it with a wall to try to control the noise. There's an attenuator that comes off the top of the chiller as well that is causing it to stick up above that wall, but that portion of it that's painted out to match the block wall is to reduce noise coming out of that chiller because we have rooms right adjacent to it on the second floor.
Paul, can we show that off?
Yeah.
So here's where the chiller is proposed to be located now, right in this area here. And that's pretty much the only change from before. I think perhaps when we got it approved before, we had an element on the front of the building that's been removed.
Oh, that's
well.
Right. I remember that.
That was like I think you guys gave us a comment that you might have, I don't remember how it went down. You might have approved it, but you said, oh, well, if you get rid of that thing, it'd be better. Currently, we don't think we need it up there.
But now the solar panels will come mm-hmm. out over?
Yes. It's shown on the elevations. I do have some of these. I didn't know if you needed this or not, because mostly about the chiller, but this is what the overall building will look like when it's done. They're on the upper level, so...
So are these?
They're cantilevering out.
Is that this?
Yeah. At the very, very top of... Yeah, right along the edge there to shade the second floor glass. And then down at this first floor level, kind of flush with the floor plane. No, that is green screen. So we're going to be growing some plants up off of the ground plane and then have a horizontal sort of like a trellis, but it's made out of a three-dimensional metal matrix that plants cling to. So we have some vines planted over there. They're going to fill that thing in, so that'll help shade the first floor.
Alpha, can you turn your mic on, please?
Do the solar panels completely circumvent the building?
Well, this is the first phase of the solar panels are shown, which are the shading element that would be visible from the ground. The second phase of the solar program is to put solar on the roof. And we estimate that we'll get pretty close to being zero net energy with our project, but we have to go through and retrofit all the tenant spaces. I think the first floor has like T12 fluorescent lighting and things like that. But they're talking about getting an extended lease, doing a remodel. They have to comply with California Title 24, which will reduce their electrical load greatly. So all that stuff combined with the more efficient mechanical unit we're putting on the roof, when they do TIs, they're going to be putting more efficient fan coil units in each space. All that will combine to have a master plan where the building will get to zero net energy.
Are you going to be looking at like EV charging stations?
We didn't have any because it was an existing parking lot at this time.
Maybe when you put in the new building.
Yeah. Maybe when we do the next phase, we'll be able to work that kind of stuff in. Part of what we're doing, too, is we're also, right now, this is all on 1 meter. So we're looking, including the back buildings, are all in the same meter. We're looking at doing some infrastructure so that we can sub-meter that stuff and sub-meter out the solar on the roof for various tenants. And so we're in the process of figuring that out with the solar and the utility company.
So moving the chiller onto the ground is doable. Adding a couple of EV stations is not?
Oh, it's doable. Just we currently don't have them in the plan.
If staff could interject, the chiller and the enclosure at ground level is what we're here for today. So
I think it's a good idea.
It's fun for contextual purposes to talk about, you know, kind of the overall design scheme. I think we were required to stay focused on what this was agendized for. So if we could kind of...
Is landscaping?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Landscaping in terms of what was changed from the approved, right? So they've...
So we're talking about the landscaping around the...
So you don't get a wholesale buy of the landscaping. You get what was removed for the enclosure. I know where you were thinking. What was removed for the enclosure, as well as what's proposed on the enclosure, is fair game today.
Okay.
And also whatever was relocated to provide the landscaping.
I think it's right here.
You guys can go back and talk
about it. I have a question about the chiller.
Yeah.
Does it sit on a concrete pad?
It's going to sit on a 6-inch concrete pad.
And how is it going to be mounted on that pad?
I think it has spring isolators so it doesn't vibrate the ground.
Good.
I think somehow that reduces the noise coming off of it,
yes,
too. I'm not quite
and
sure
it
how.
It will also reduce the vibration that your folks right next to it might not feel. When you talked about the attenuator at the top of the device and the wall to help attenuate the noise, do you have estimates of what kind of noise is still going to be there? Like how loud is it going to be?
I think they were looking at 50 dB at the property line, and we're putting in the block wall. I believe the height of the chiller is 8 feet tall, and then there's another 4-foot section of sound attenuation assembly that goes on top of the chiller to reduce the noise and absorb the reflection of the sound as it comes out the top.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, because the wall would help with horizontal, but
right.
Those poor guys on the second floor right over top of it, isn't it going to be all just funneled right at them?
Supposedly, this element reduces the sound, and the fact that we're going to be replacing the glazing right there with a thermally broken dual glazing, I think, is going to help to reduce the noise there.
Did you consider a fully enclosed box to attenuate it more, or is that just not feasible?
It's not feasible with the scale that they had. I asked them if we could make the wall higher, because I think We pulled it enough away from the building where there's a little bit of daylight between the building and the top of the chiller, and they said that they needed all that free flow area. We made the wall as close to the chiller as we could to reduce the size of it, but we needed the free area in order to not have the air short circuit coming out of the chiller and get sucked back into the intake and not cool properly, is what they told me.
Will the pad be isolated from the building?
Yes.
Thank you.
And just in between comments here, if we could make sure the comments are design related. So, for example, noise, we can't talk about specifically, but if there's something being proposed to be built or installed that would attenuate noise and has a design component, that's fair game. Okay? So we'll just keep that in mind as we delicately move toward the next set of comments.
Do you have any landscape questions? There might be another plan after that. I'm not sure.
I'm still trying to figure out where everything is.
No, it's that rectangle up there.
We're talking about that right there.
Yeah. No, I don't have any comments about the chiller. It's fine. It's great.
Okay.
I'm glad you're using a high-efficiency one. And
but isn't the landscaping we're talking about that area right there?
So that's what you're...
So when... This is a note to staff.
So the landscaping you're commenting on is this right here.
That's the only landscaping I get to comment on?
Yeah.
Well, no. You can also comment on the removed landscaping that used to be in that area.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly.
You're leaving the eucalyptus tree, so it's just grass there now, mostly.
Well, we've got this ground cover. We had the ground cover that the pad is now taking up. That's gone. And this tree was closer to it. But we just moved the tree, added the screening along the walls, and then removed the ground cover that was proposed actually on the pad. So.
And that's all I get to comment on?
That's right.
Okay.
But feel free.
Okay. I'm just going to go. Well, okay, so now I have to find out what is going on there. So, I'm not ready yet.
What are you planting around the wall?
Oh.
Maybe he can tell you. Okay, there we go.
So we've got Mahonia around the wall, which we're also using down at the southern portion of the site for screening to get, you know, about 3-4 feet tall. And then we've got the Parthenocissus vines on the corners to add the screening as you come around the corners just to not catch a, you know.
So grapes.
We're trying to cover
grapes
that.
Grapes across all around the block walls.
Correct.
Correct. And what are these funky looking things?
The palms.
Those are palm trees.
Palms, yes.
New palm trees.
Yes.
Okay. And then you're removing all the grass and putting in, or is this grass here, this striated line?
These are parking.
Those are parking.
I think all the lawn is coming out.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're putting in all these different ground covers?
Correct.
I don't know what happened. This is a comment to staff, but my design came out much, much smaller and basically indecipherable in terms of reading what the plants were, even with my magnifying glass. So note to you guys, make your planting plan as big as possible on the page. And then to staff also, if I could have it the full 11x17, that could make a difference.
Yeah, I think if you click fit when you print it, it'll go all the way to the edge.
Right.
Yeah, it's difficult. So I got some of the plants. So I had a Madagascar ocotillo.
Yeah, see, here's how it can come out if you print it correctly.
Yeah,
you know,
that would be, you know, as big as we can get it, everyone. I don't really read the notes because they're too tiny, but at least the planting plan. I know that's weird on the big drawings, but it's so much easier. Ocotillos?
Yeah, we can go through the plan. I can't remember where that is on the plan.
Oh, okay.
If you want to.
They're just really spiky, you know, and they
keep it away from people.
Are they in a part of this revision?
No, okay. They're not.
No, Ocotillo is in that one? Okay, good.
Then why are we talking about it?
It's on the plant schedule?
No, it's not part of this revision.
We're supposed to talk about the plants.
Okay.
With regards to that area.
I didn't know. I just want to make sure it wasn't there. The penstemon, is it in that area? The grass? It's kind of a noxious, invasive weed. It can escape quite easily. Could you possibly replace it with a native grass that...
What we have in the area is Cotoni aster. We have Lamandra. And we have Clivia. Those are the ground covers.
Okay, well then just a comment in the future if you could take out the penstemon for its obnoxiousness and replace it with maybe a native grass that could be, if it does spread, at least we're spreading on the native guys.
All right. Comments/questions?
No comments and no questions.
How about you?
Oh, me? Yeah. The trash enclosure is starting to get pretty worn down to the CMU, and the paint is coming off of it and everything. So maybe if we can add some of those Oregon grapes around that, or maybe give it a facelift as well.
Jennifer?
No comments.
Offer?
Isolated tiller pad, attenuated mounts, and I'm good.
I can support this. I'm fine with the changes. I think it's nice and appropriate. So, want to give us a motion?
Sure. I would move to approve the project as submitted with the comments regarding the mounting of the chiller, making the DRB findings for neighborhood compatibility, quality of architectural design, quality of landscape design, and for zoning compliance.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Aye. Motion carries. Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. That takes us to... Well, that's it. Any announcements by members or staff?
No announcements. Just wanted to welcome Member Smith to the board.
Here, here.
And he did get his oath of office right before the meeting, so he's official.
Excellent. Right. Excellent. Congratulations and welcome. And with that, we are adjourned.
My heart sang like an April breeze on the wings of spring.